News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson. The State House votes to override the governor's veto of Senate Bill 26, allowing for an extension of tobacco compacts until the end of 2024. The vote was 72-16. Radio Oklahoma News Network's Dale Forbus will be covering a news conference by the governor this afternoon. The executive director of the Oklahoma Association for Problem Gambling, Wiley Harwell, says when people call the gambling helpline, they have various services to offer to those who need help.
We have outpatient care that's paid for through funds that go to the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services at approximately 30 different centers across Oklahoma. So outpatient treatment is virtually free to anyone that is a citizen of Oklahoma.
He says they also offer the contact information for Gamblers Anonymous near them. The number for people who need help is 800-522-4700. Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ken Johnson.
Hey Oklahoma, Monica Collison here with Union Mutual Insurance. For 85 years, Union Mutual has been the preferred choice for insurance in rural Oklahoma. We've been here with you through the storms, the good times and the bad, and will continue to stand with you and by you in this great state of Oklahoma. When it's time to insure your rural property, give us a call or visit us at unionmutualic.com.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.